everyone. This is Harp.
And my name is Rita.
Yes, I have Rita here with me, and we're going to do a Chatterbox episode. The Chatterbox episode is where we interview people or we talk about interesting topics, and in this one, we're going to do both, which is great. Make sure you check out the website, that's culips.com, because there you can find the lip service. And in the lip service, you can find the transcripts, the detailed explanations, and even a quiz. So Rita, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Rita. I was born and raised in Montreal, Quebec. I taught English for 3 years, and I've also worked in administration, homestay, and activities at a language school for 3 more years. So 6 years in total.
Okay, perfect. Now you might be asking yourself, why are we interviewing Rita? Well, other than she's a fantastic person, she also has great advice for all you CULIPS listeners who are interested in living abroad and traveling and learning languages in different places. If you want to know more about Rita, there is another Chatterbox interview with her, so please find it on CULIPS. So Rita, what are you up to these days?
Well, these days I started my own company. It's called On Your Mark Montreal. And what I do is offer services to students that are coming to Montreal. So I can offer them a variety of services in regards to working, living, or studying in Montreal.
Okay, perfect. What kind of services?
I like to think of On Your Mark Montreal as a one-stop shop. I can answer almost any question you have about living, working, or studying in Montreal.
Perfect. And what's your website?
My website is www.onyourmarkmontreal.com.
Perfect. And we'll put a link to Rita's website on CULIP so you can find it easily.
Excellent.
Now, Rita, with all your experience in the English and ESL world, can you give us some tips on choosing a location or city to live and study in Canada?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. First thing is to find the city you want to live in. In order to do that, well, you need to do some research. There are 3 major cities in Canada. We have Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal. And each of them has their unique personality. For example, Vancouver. Vancouver is a wonderful city. If you like nature and a very relaxed or easy, laid-back atmosphere, Vancouver would be the place for you. With the ocean on one side and the mountains on the other, it makes a very scenic and beautiful city to visit and live in. You have to keep in mind that Vancouver has a large Asian population. So if you are from Japan, Korea, or China, you might not have that much time to practice your English language skills. As well, Vancouver is probably one of the most expensive cities to live in Canada. But it's beautiful, definitely. And if you like the hustle and bustle of large cities, Toronto might be for you. Toronto is the largest city in Canada. It also has the largest multicultural community in Canada as well. It is the business center, so things move quickly. People talk quickly in Toronto. And then my favorite, of course, I'm a little bit biased, would be Montreal. If you are interested in art and language, because remember, Montreal is bilingual, so you can get French and English here. Montreal has a unique history. It shares its history with French and English. So I think it's the best city here. But again, I'm a little bit biased. As well, Montreal is one of the least expensive cities to live in compared to Toronto and Vancouver.
Okay, so it's important for students to kind of decide their priorities when choosing a city.
Absolutely. You should definitely do some research about cost of living in each of the cities. You can find all this information online as well. So look at things like taxes and accommodation rent, you know, how much does rent, the average rent cost as well. And of course, you should always check out safety. How safe is the city you want to live in? And check out the different neighborhoods as well.
So Rita, can you give us some advice on choosing a language school?
Sure. Ironically, again, you have to do your homework. When you're looking at a school, you should always check out the credentials of the staff. Are the teachers certified? Do they have international experience in teaching languages? Have they lived abroad or are they native speakers of the language? And how long have they been teaching? As well, check out class size. You don't really want to be in a class where there's 16 to 18 other people. Teachers don't really have the time to focus on anything that you might need some help with. So a good class size would be between 6 to 8 students. As well, the teaching resources. Do they have a library? Do they have movies and books for you to use so that you can practice outside of the classroom?
Okay, that's great advice.
Location. You definitely want to find a school that's sort of in the center of the city so that it's easy for you to get to. You don't want to waste every day traveling, you know, 1 or 2 hours a day. So definitely location is important. And options. Language schools are changing. There are more and more schools that offer language courses mixed with other activities. So for example, you can take an art class that's also an ESL class. So they will teach you the language of art as well as how to make art.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
It's a lot of information to deal with. A good language school agent can help you sort all of the information out. A good agent will ask you what your expectations are and if you have a particular reason for studying abroad. With that information, they can help you narrow down your choices. And you can find a good agent. How do you find a good agent? Ask your friends or family that have traveled before. They're always a good source of information. And my best advice is to find a language agent that's actually in the city you're going to live in. It's a good idea to have someone there that can help you and give you immediate support.
Now, Rita, can you give us some tips on how to succeed while studying abroad?
Sure, of course, of course. Get ready for a little bit of culture shock. It's normal to be a little bit overwhelmed when you first arrive in a city and everything is different and it's not like back home. So yeah, you're going to probably have a little bit of culture shock. Some good advice I can give you is to remember there is no perfect city, including your own. So it takes a little patience and an open-minded attitude. Ways to get over culture shock? Make friends. It's probably the best advice I can give you. And you can do that by joining after-school activities. If it's a good school, they'll probably have some planned activities after school. I would also recommend joining a language exchange group. There's a few reasons for that. One is it's free, so that's nice. You don't have to spend any money. And you get to meet people that are interested in your culture as well. That's why it's an exchange. So, and it's a good way to make friends. And if you have a hobby or a sport, find a community center where you can go and practice that sport or hobby. And again, you're bound to meet other people who are also enjoying the same things that you do. And definitely be patient with yourself. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to miss your friends and family in the first few weeks that you're here. Don't go running back right away. With a little bit of time and a good attitude, you will start to feel like this is your new home.
I agree with you, Rita. Having a good attitude is so important, and it's going to be the best tool that someone has when they come to a new culture. It was the same thing when I went to live in Korea. I had to have a good attitude, or else I wouldn't have survived the culture shock. Wow, Rita, that was excellent advice.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's about it for today.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. I think that people out there are really going to appreciate your wonderful advice.
You know, it's a new adventure and things can always seem a little bit scary, but with a little bit of help from friends and family and a little bit of patience and a good attitude, it can be an adventure of a lifetime, something you will never forget.
Well, Rita, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So make sure you check out the website where you can find the lip service. That's about it for us today. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.teamroom.com。